In the early 1990s, a musical revolution emerged from the rainy city of Seattle. It was raw, unapologetic, and spoke to a generation disenchanted with the glossy excesses of the previous decade. This is the story of grunge. In the heart of the Pacific Northwest, a sound was brewing. A sound that would redefine the landscape of rock music. Nestled between the towering pines and the perpetual drizzle, Seattle became the birthplace of grunge. Meet the pioneers, the architects of a new sonic landscape. Bands like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and Soundgarden weren't just creating music, they were capturing the angst and disillusionment of a generation. And then came Smells Like Teen Spirit, a single song that erupted like a musical Molotov cocktail, setting the world ablaze. Nirvana's anthem became the rallying cry for a disenchanted youth, expressing a collective frustration that resonated far beyond the borders of Seattle. Grunge wasn't just a sound, it was a fashion statement. Flannel shirts, ripped jeans, and unwashed hair became the uniform. The music was loud, the guitars were distorted, and the lyrics were as raw as the emotions they conveyed. But grunge wasn't just about the music. It was a community, a shared experience,